Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying time here. Welcome to the, hey, fuck you, it's my birthday celebration at Tony Hawk's Ramp.
That's happening.
There's Jägermeister here, but I don't think that's a good idea for what I gotta do. I'm gonna give that a miss. But you guys are more than welcome to get fucking ugly on that shit.
I see Rod Dog eyeing the Jägermeister machine.
Constantly.
Well, Raw Dog's the only one that didn't drive, so he's the only one that is allowed to actually dive into the Jägermeister machine.
But I also have to be at least semi-coherent.
No, you don't. You're drinking for all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that means you gotta drink a lot, because I'm pretty sure the three of us can all drink a lot.
I would just like to thank Jägermeister and one dude who's going to do a shot. Oh, no, he's just going to bring it over to Rod. Oh,
he's good. Giving me
yeah.
a shot.
Yeah. We're going to shave your eyebrows off tonight.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, you're not.
You keep those fucking Jägermeisters away from me. That's all I'm saying. Keep 3 feet minimum of that thing
we're
away
from me. Right, I'm fine, and what's going to happen, Rod Dog, is you're going to wake up.
All right.
We're going to be...
Jude. Raw Dog's gonna do a shot, so get ready for some action-packed radio.
Fuck yeah.
Go, Dog, go.
Cheers,
Dog.
Dude.
Put it in my ass! Chugging it! Oh!
Slamming
slam
it down.
That means you want to fight somebody, you know that?
Is that really what that means? In Australia,
I always grew up saying if you ever slam your glass down, it means you want to fight somebody. I always got checked for that. It's like, hey man, watch out. I'm like, what? Like, you might start
a
fight.
Not trying to signal that in any way.
I thought you wanted a piece.
Who, him? Me? Him? Him? Me? Me?
I'm taking on all comers.
He said mom. Yeah. He said something about someone's mom.
I just want to punch somebody.
Mom.
Yeah. Punch somebody's mom.
Right.
Yeah.
You should punch my mom.
I'm not going to punch your mom.
Yeah. Oh. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. She's going to come in next week. Or maybe this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't punch your mom.
You should. I gotta tell you, I'm really happy that somebody's using the Jägermeister box.
Well, you'll be surprised to find out it's Chad Reed.
I felt weird about it. I was like, Jägermeister, it's from 12 to 4. Who drinks Jägermeister at 12 o'clock?
There you go, right there, ladies
there
and gentlemen.
Chad Reed.
And of course,
our local Boozy the Clown, Raw Dog.
Because I'm getting plied with Jägermeister shots.
Well, we're just getting you drunk so then I can... slip you something really and you can fall asleep on the drive right home.
Which is called the dingo tongue down the back of your throat.
Exactly. Put it in my ass!
Just keep working that button all day.
Just think about that drive home, Rodo. Hey, think about that drive home.
I really like how you keep rubbing him. It's really making him uncomfortable.
Coming soon to ellismania.com, rape on the 405.
I love this cock!
It'll be on the 5, Tully. We take the 5. Yeah, rape on the 5.
I was thinking that it'd be cool if you got wasted at Jägermeister and then you pretended you were a pirate and you announced my my 540 attempts on the ramp with the wireless as the pirate of the
Jägermeister. You realize that if that was the case, it would be the least accurate skateboard announcing ever.
Yeah, no, that was the whole idea.
Okay.
That's why you're hired for the job. I didn't. Right. Yeah, I thought, could I get Pierre Luc, professional skateboarder? Could I get Tony Hawk? No.
Right.
Raw Dog, the drunk Jägermeister pirate.
Yeah,
that is a way better guy that I would like to announce. Arr, he's in the air. Not sure what that means.
You know what? I'm watching the X Games if that happens.
Young Jason, did that hurt?
He's spinning around, mateys. Spinning around real good. Another twirly bird. Arr. Another twirly bird.
The best thing about that is the other 40 people who don't know Raw Dog on the Rambo. What's with the little dude yelling into the microphone
pirate
like he thinks he's a pirate?
He was out there this morning and he was skating pretty good. He's skating good. No, I'm serious though. You guys weren't here. I saw it. Raw Dog saw it.
Yeah.
And he was trying. He was going for the 5. He was going for the 5 and like go up there and just skate a little bit. Skated a little. Did some of the biggest airs he's done in a while. He looked good.
The Jägermeister pirate says I'm looking good, so you know it's pretty much
right on form. Right
Dude,
on form.
You looked really impressive up there. I was like, holy shit, how are you doing that? That was my impression.
Thank you, Jägermeister Pirate.
How are you doing it?
I actually waited until he walked through there's a channel on the ramp, and I was like, dinga. Right when he started to walk out, I dropped in just to, and I did a 50-50 coming towards him.
I did kind of step back.
I noticed that. He thought I was just going to ram him. Like, hey, buddy, fucking bonk. Yeah. Let me see.
Oh!
How'd that look?
Except for the bit where you came off the board at the end.
Yeah, but the bit good. Before that.
Yeah, bit before that was great.
Looked like a skateboarder.
Picture right. Perfect.
So you're right there. It's yeah. Just one more
thank you, Jägermeister Pirate.
Arr, you were right there.
How much Jäger have you had?
Shall we? Because
hey, somebody
it's not going to end
get a
well.
Shot for the pirate, will you?
It's like 1:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah, have a Jägermeister.
It's my 40th birthday.
And you're not driving.
Yeah.
I'll have one.
Yeah, not driving. Whoever's not driving.
Jäger makes me fight people.
Have a shot.
Yeah, if
Jake Brown's here, well then
it's gonna,
get, oh, somebody yeah. Take the refrigerator
we'll
away.
Need another one. Yeah. Can we get a backup machine?
Yeah, get these 40s out of here. Just clean it all up. Hello,
happy
Jason
birthday,
Archer.
Alice.
Thanks, dude.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, dudes.
Oh, happy birthday, Alice, mate.
Cheers, cunts. Down the hatch. Good luck. Oh. Man, last time I drank Jägermeister, I had no eyebrows. Edward 40 hands.
Edward 40 hands.
Get it?
I've yeah. Played it.
It's good stuff.
Duct tape. It. Duct tape a 40 to right. Each finger.
Okay.
And then have Raw Dog walk around with 5 40s hanging off his hand.
Is from, that what he said?
With duct tape. Yes, that's what he brought up.
This is a sure way to separate his hand from his wrist.
That is too much weight for your wrist to hold.
Yeah, that would just... That, the duct tape wouldn't hold it.
Clean up. Yeah. No. Your wrist would not hold the duct tape.
He would be closer to a pirate, though. Once he loses his hand, you could have a hook.
Arr, that's a good point. We're
at 40 instead of a hook.
There you go. Imagine you're popping
Captain
around 40
hands.
Thing.
The Jägermeister pirate on the deck announcing my 540 with a 40 in his hand.
Yeah.
Arr, good luck, Jason.
You gotta do it.
I'm like, dude, I can't do anything
can
anymore.
Can we get a parrot? That would be the best.
That's too late.
Oh. You could get a parrot. You're the animal guy.
Raw Dog, did you just take a third shot of Jäger?
No, I took a fourth shot of Jäger.
Oh, snap!
I can't wait till he's asleep in the car on the way home. Pull over an old rest stop.
I want to go in your car.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to do anything, just so long as he wakes up and his pants are open.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd go as far as, like sticking the rubber in his ass with a pen or whatever and leaving it half out. It fucks with people, man.
That'll really change your week.
Oh, it'll get you going in the morning.
Change your week.
You're no longer worried about your hangover when you wake up with that one.
Absolutely not. How's this going to work? What are we? Some of us going in, some of us staying out.
Yeah, some of you
are
going
to keep a radio show going.
You're going to keep a radio show going. We're going to wireless mic out there, so you guys are just going to do some radio, and then you know every now and then you'll talk to the Jägermeister pirate. And he'll tell you what's going on out there.
Jägermeister Pirate, where's your wireless mic? Where'd you go? Have you got your camera charged?
Might add too many shots for him to be in charge of the microphone.
Yeah, I'm going to rate the shit
I'm afraid our pirate is a loose cannon.
Right. You already a loose cannon there, pirate?
Jägermeister Pirate will be ready too.
How come you don't sound like a pirate?
What?
How come you don't sound like a pirate?
Because he's getting ready.
Who's getting ready?
Jägermeister Pirate.
Oh, he's a third person?
He's already up there. He's preparing to announce.
Okay, all right. Well, if that's the way you see it, fair enough. I love surprises.
You'll be surprised.
This is the Jason Ellis 40th birthday gala extravaganza live from Tony Hawk's ramp here in Vista, California. This is Tully. Raw Dog is looking at me creepily, pump full of Jägermeister from atop Tony's ramp.
Arr, Tully, you're absolutely right. I'm Jägerbeard the Pirate, I am. And I'm here on a very auspicious occasion.
Jägerbeard, I don't want to cramp your style, but if you want to back off the mic just a little bit.
I'm here on a very auspicious occasion. Mr. Jason Ellis, turning 40 years old today, will be performing a 540 skateboarding trick for all of our pleasure here today. Mr. Jason Ellis, are you ready? He's preparing right now. He's warming up. He's preparing to perform the greatest trick known to mankind. Arr. In the meantime, Tully, good to be talking to you.
It's always great to be talking to you. This must be a sight for sore eyes. When you were born back in the 1600s, you never could have imagined you would be calling a skateboard event, could you, Jägermeister Pirate?
It's the most amazing thing I've seen since I first laid eyes on my first ship when I was first made captain as a pirate. Arr.
Just to get everybody caught up, how much Jägermeister have you consumed today, Jägermeister Pirate?
4 shots, says I!
Says I.
Paid for entirely with gold doubloons!
Oh, you paid for them with doubloons?
Yes.
Yeah, those were bound to come in handy sooner or later.
It took a little bit of convincing. They wanted American money.
Yeah, generally they prefer cash.
But I only had doubloons, and so they agreed.
Well, it is a party. Let me see, who's out on the ramp there? Obviously, Ellis Main is out there. Sluggo is there. I think I see Jesse Fritsch.
Yes.
I saw PLG wandering around.
Hawk? Mr. Tony Hawk is also
Tony
here.
Tony Hawk has arrived.
I see. Tell me, what is happening out there on the ramp?
Jason, Jason Ellis just made some sort of spinning trick, but then he fell on his feet. Very, very close, sir.
So you're telling me the 40th birthday 540 attempts have begun?
The attempts have begun. The first attempt has begun. Jason Ellis will be trying again very soon. Arr!
When in doubt, the R is going
to
work. Yeah.
I can always throw to that. That's my pirate ship. Tick. Jason Ellis is right here with me at this very moment. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, pirate.
Are you prepared to land the 540, the mystical 540?
Yes.
He's prepared.
I
you heard it here first, folks.
Eye of the tiger. It's very focused.
Eye of the tiger. Eye. Arr of the tiger. What is a pirate's favorite candy bar?
What is a pirate's favorite candy bar?
A Mars bar. Says I.
Yeah, did you hear about that new pirate movie that just got released?
Was it Cars 2?
No, but it's rated R.
R. So says Christian Hand. All right, then. How are you all doing down there on land?
We're doing just great, you great seafarer, you.
Yes. I'm just getting my sea legs here on the Tony Hawk ship.
Exactly. And as you are getting your sea legs, I think I just saw Ellis attempt the trick again, so you might want to keep your eyes on the ramp.
It's a good point. Stop distracting me. Jason Ellis, holding his board, preparing to try the trick once again, making his way up the ramp. He will do this. He's got it. He knows it. Come on. Jason Ellis walking up once again.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, he says.
Can you describe the mood out on the ramp?
Yeah, I think it's just been described for us.
Jaeger pirate? Yes.
Oh, it's tense up here. It's quite tense, but full of anticipation in the air for the moment this trick is made. However many tries it takes, Jason Ellis has what it takes.
Well, I have no doubt that you have ample material to carry us through should this take a couple hours.
Yeah, how many R's have you gotten you?
Oh, I got pirate jokes for days. No, I don't.
Are you already
if
out?
If you don't remember, oh, he goes again. He's riding up the ramp. He grabbed his board. He's back up, and he's up, and he spins. Oh! He spun very well. It looked like a 540 to me, but then he did not land on the board, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was a knee slide at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jaeger it's pirate. All about the landing.
That's what they say.
Yep.
To me, just the spinning is impressive in its own right.
You might be the greatest sports commentator of all time, Jaeger Beard, to be honest.
Jaeger Pirates is a little drunk, no thanks to all of you down there on the shore.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you'll next be announcing the Olympics, Jaeger Pirate?
I'm in negotiations. I want points off the back end. They're not granting it to me just yet. I'm talking to my manager.
Well, they couldn't find a more knowledgeable commentator, Jaeger Pirate.
Yeah, yeah.
I love all sporting events. I'm a great fan. Jason Ellis, he said no. He's not even pausing for my bit of improv here. As a terrible drunken pirate. He's proceeding to prepare for the trick again. He's in his own mental world right now.
Well, you will let us know when he rolls in, won't you?
He's about to roll in. I can see him. He's standing there. He's talking to his fellow skateboarders.
He's probably getting some notes.
Perhaps getting some notes.
Yep.
Then perhaps telling him, you could do this, or try to balance the board some more, some sort of skateboarding lingo like that.
Maybe they're telling him how many spins is a 540.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know that.
Yeah. Reminding him it is three spins, and that he must stay on the board when he lands. As far as I know, that is the rules of skateboarding. He's about to roll in. And he goes! Going very fast! Made it onto the lip of the other end, and oh, he's in the air! Grabbing his board! He spins, and the board has fallen from his feet. A valiant try, sir. One more spin, and you will get this. Many skateboarders up here.
Yeah, that's what I was going.
Many excited people.
That's what I was going to ask you. I see other skaters on the ramp. Who all else is out there?
Who else is up here? I see Sluggo. I see Richards. Jesse Fritsch is here. So many skaters. Tony Hawk's skating at the moment.
That must be exciting for you, Jägermeister Pirate.
So exciting. I've never seen such a thing in my life. Look at him go. Oh, he's fallen. Good work.
Yeah, but he falls like nobody else. I mean, if you really watch him, it's poetry when he falls.
Let's talk to some of the other people up here. Sluggo, do you have anything to say to Jason Ellis before he goes? No, he doesn't. But I know he wishes him the best.
Sluggo, as always, a great radio guest.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. What do you have to say to Jason before he attempts his next trick?
Loose pirate. He's got it.
He's got it. I agree.
Yes. He's got it. Tony's coaching him right now, which is good.
That's good. If you had any advice for the competitor, what would you say to him at this moment right now in time?
Wipe the sweat off of your brow, arms, and face.
Wipe the sweat off of all of your body. Arr.
Words to live by.
He's preparing to roll in once again.
I don't want to...
He's down! And he's up again! And he's down again! He's up! Grabbing his board! He's down! He spins! Oh! That one to my untrained eye looking incredibly close. So close to making it. And yet, I don't even sound like a pirate anymore, do I?
No,
what is
sure.
This accent?
I'm trying to place it.
Yeah, we're taking bets in here.
I'm some sort of Irish-English pirate from many centuries ago.
You sound like a guy Freddie Mercury would have hooked up with.
Thank you. He was quite the talented man. Jägermeister the Pirate is a big fan of the music of Queen. All of the greatest hits. I. You're playing my tune. I feel like dancing a little jig. If I was not so high up and a little bit afraid of heights, I might add. I'm grabbing onto the rail and not letting go the entire time I'm performing this.
We are here in Vista, California. Tony Hawk's Ramp, Jason Ellis' 40th birthday extravaganza, attempting to land the 540.
He is attempting. He's up. He's up here. He's contemplating the ramp before him. He's contemplating what his best strategy is next. Going in for his next attempt. Jason Ellis, 40 years old today. The seventh greatest skateboarder in the world. The Aussie skateboarding genius. I don't know any of his nicknames. Preparing. Once again, he's going down. Arr. I'd pay... How many go to Bloons to be here right now if I was not here right now? It's such a sight. Brought to you by Jägermeister. Arr. And Wahoo Tacos. And he's in. He's ready to go. Drumroll courtesy of Butterballs. A smile on Jason Ellis' face. He's very merry. Straight out of Compton, he says. He's drumroll. He's in. He goes up the other side. He's in the air. Going in. Will we attempt it? He spins. Oh!
Wah, wah. Wow.
Down at the bottom of the ramp, Donald Schultz just held two fingers like a centimeter apart, giving us the critical bit of information that so far the Jägermeister Pirate has not. was that apparently Ellis Mate is this close to landing the trick.
Well, Donald is
so close.
Jägermeister Pirate is just a drunk pirate. Let's not forget.
He's doing very well for a drunk pirate.
For a drunk pirate who, you know, knows nothing about skateboarding, he's phenomenal
and
at
is
this.
Afraid of heights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jaeger just is contributing as much as he can. Says I.
Third person.
He's leaning on a couple tired pirate jokes over and over again, but he's hanging in there. Did I mention I have one eye? I have an eye patch.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yes. I was blinded once by an alligator with a hooked hand and a golden tooth. He pried my eye out. It was a struggle that lasted many a fortnight. But I survived.
So you had like a month's long fight
with an
alligator with a prosthetic limb.
Yes. He continued to bite my eye for over 4 months. But I eventually struggled free so that I could contribute here today. Still standing before you with only 2 hook legs and 2 hook arms. All of my limbs are hooks.
I didn't realize.
You've got hooked feet. You're the first person to have hooked feet.
I had to learn to walk again. But I walk, damn it. On my stubby little hook legs.
You're an inspiration to us all, Jaeger Pirate.
Jason Ellis is soon to be an inspiration to us all as he attempts to 540 once again on his 40th birthday. Can you believe it? He's holding his board. He's talking to Sluggo. He's got this. He's ready. He's focused. He has the eye of the tiger. He's down! He's going for it! He looks determined! He's going for it! Smee spins! Oh! He's nearly found it!
Little help, Donald Schultz.
How many finger inches apart?
How far apart are we now? Even closer, he says. Yeah.
Even closer! Even closer, believe it or not!
Now you're like a Dickens orphan?
Yeah, it's like Dickens, but it's Gilbert Gottfried as
Please,
Dickens
sir,
orphan.
I have some more.
That's what it is.
More soup, my lord.
My lord.
Let's talk to more people.
It's not Fonzo a joke, by
Blood,
the way.
Sir, you're here on this auspicious occasion.
Yes, I am. How's it going, Raw Dog?
How do you feel about the display you've seen here before you?
Oh, I think Jason can do it, man. I think he got this. A couple more tries, and I think he definitely got it.
I 100% agree with you, sir. He seems determined. He seems focused. Have you ever seen him skate this well?
I think we've seen him better, but I think he got this.
This is the first time I've ever seen him skate. I'm quite impressed. It's amazing how he can keep the board attached to his feet, says I. Truly, I'm very impressed.
If nothing else comes from this, Jaeger Pirate, I think you have a bright future announcing at Medieval Times.
Perhaps a little bit.
He could be a fill-in. He's a fill-in if the other guy's sick.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Oh!
They're not very busy then anyway.
Seriously, every time people fall. It seems like they hurt their knees very badly. I'm amazed that their knees can take it.
Well,
And you would know, wouldn't you? As a man.
I've fallen from many a height my pirate ship.
Spends a lot of his time on his knees.
As a man with hooked legs.
Do you know how many times I have walked the plank? 47 times. Every time I was captured by a different pirate ship. Tony Hawk is skating right now. Making some amazing moves, the likes of which I've never seen and cannot even name. Spins and grabs and kicks. Such a display. And he goes. Jason is in. He's in the air. He grabs his board. He goes for it. He spins. Oh! Even closer!
Even closer?
My finger and thumb are nearly touching!
At this point, I think the Jaeger Pirate is also just taking his tips from Donald Schultz.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's being fed his lines by Donald Schultz off camera.
That's essentially correct! Who else could have talked to up here? Chad Reed! You seem to be sitting very peacefully Indian style upon this ramp. You're going to make me climb this rickety ladder, but okay, I'll do it.
I'm looking at video of the last attempt. There's one and a half. Didn't get the board back down.
No, but it was damn close.
It's fingers apart. It's fingers apart close.
Fingers apart.
According to Donald Schultz, who showed us in... We have slow-mo action replay being shown to us by Donald Schultz. considerably more helpful than the Jaeger pirate. Let's be honest.
Who, by the way, wasn't kidding or exaggerating in the slightest. He is keeping his hand on the rail.
Yeah, white-knuckling the railing the entire time that he's up there.
But I'm up here, higher than I'm comfortable with, to talk to Chad Reed of the band's Tape Sick and Death Death Die. Chad Reed, how are you doing today?
Very well, very well.
Are you a pirate as well?
A little more Jaeger and I'll be a pirate.
Fair enough, sir. What do you think of the display you've seen here today?
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Do you think Jason can land the 540?
As long as he stays focused, I think he's got it.
I've only seen a 540 once, you see. It was many moons ago. It was the middle of the biggest storm I've ever seen. And out in the rushing waters and the waves, I saw a 540 leap out of the ocean. Oh, Jason's going for it. He's grabbed his board. He spins. That one was not quite as close as the last time, but very impressive.
Donald Schultz's arm's now pretty.
Yeah.
About
shoulder width
apart.
Yeah. We're getting further away.
Getting further away, but he'll find it. He'll find it again. Jason Ellis walking with a determination I've never seen before. Wearing his T-throne shirt, holding his board, walking towards the ramp. Anyway, where was I?
Walking
was
away from the ramp and, I believe, simulating jerking off and throwing his spooge at us here in the studio.
Oh, nice. Well.
He's throwing his metaphorical load all over the place.
The teacher becomes the student. Or the other way.
I think Ellis might be about to join us here in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Or perhaps he's just heading to his truck and driving home.
Perhaps.
One of those two. It's a split
decision. Making a decision.
The splooge throwing over, always an enigmatic gesture.
You never know which way that's going
to
go.
It's like aloha in Hawaiian. Yeah. It means all things so to all people.
He's not coming in. He's actually made his way back to the top of the ramp.
He's back
again.
To the ramp. He's climbed back up. He's going to do it one more time.
For those of you just joining us, Jason Ellis' 40th birthday celebrations from the compound, Tony Hawk's compound, in just outside San Diego. And Jason is going to do a 540 for his 40th birthday.
Very shortly. Anyway, where was I? Busting out to the waves was the biggest 540 I've ever seen, with fins a mile wide and a giant evil grin on his face. And he leaned in to bite me, but then he speared him with a harpoon.
The 540 had a face, you say?
Yes. The scariest 540 you've ever seen. You would have turned white at the sight of it. But I speared him with my harpoon and dragged him, and we feasted for months upon the 540. It was delicious. But we may see one equally as impressive today as Jason Ellis attempts it on his 40th birthday at the Tony Hawk Studios in Vista, California.
Let's make sure his 540 isn't armed. You don't have any limbs to spare, Jaeger Pirate.
I could bear to lose another part of my body. I would be a shell of a man. Everybody is sitting here watching, waiting. Butterballs next to his drum, preparing the drum roll. It will happen again very shortly.
That is an actual real-life drum roll happening out
there? Yeah, it's a real drum roll.
A lifelike drum roll.
Snare with him and everything.
Adjusting Jason's helmet. He's looking at the ramp. He's staring it down.
If I'm not mistaken, the helmet has been outfitted with a camera.
Yes, it has, as has the skateboard.
Is that so?
Yes.
Yes. You'll be able to see the 540 from a first-person perspective. Boards falling and flying all over the place here. Is Jason prepared to do it? One more time. Key moment.
An appropriate soundtrack for a 40th birthday celebration.
Yep.
Evil music for an evil attempt. He's down! He's up! He grabs the board! He's down again! He's up! Going very quickly up and down! He's up! He spins! Ow! He did not make it.
Schultz's fingers are very close together again.
Oh, back to
very close
fingers.
Together.
Okay.
That was very close on the Schultz meter.
He's so close. He's so close. He can make it. I believe in Jason Ellis.
Hey, if you can't believe a pirate, who can you believe?
You gotta believe in something, like I'm telling. Says I. Arrrr. Trying to think of more pirate jokes, and I'm running low! All I have to do is think of something that ends in R, and I can tell a joke.
That's true. Yeah, anytime you're ready.
What's the pirate's favorite animated movie ever made?
It wasn't Cars.
No, it wasn't Cars. It's Madagascar.
Madagascar. I prefer to Madagascar 2.
Are you familiar with Tom Arnold's ex-wife?
Tom Arnold. Oh, you know, you mean his ex-wife, Roseanne. Barr. Yes. She has a new sitcom, I hear.
Yes.
I'm very excited for her. Time for her comeback.
It seems quiet out there on the ramp. I've seen, It
does seem like the skating has abated temporarily, Pirate. Any idea? We can't see anything.
Oh, I can see the skater. He's skating. I don't know, he fell. I wish I could tell you what any of these tricks were, but I can't.
I wish you could tell us who any of these skaters
were. Yeah.
I wish I could as well. He's got the white helmet and the gray shirt.
Oh, that guy. He's awesome.
Yes.
We've seen Sluggo out there.
Sluggo. I know Sluggo.
He's wearing a red
shirt.
He's
skating.
He is skating at the moment.
Oh, look at him go.
Tony Hawk is out there.
Doing a great job keeping the board attached to his feet.
How do they do it,
How
Pirate?
Do they do it? It's like magic.
Jesse Fritsch, I believe, was the...
just walked by.
White helmet, gray shirt in question.
Ah, yes, Jesse Fritsch.
As heard on Demolition Radio every week on this channel.
Yes!
After this show today, in fact, I believe, Michael, if
Jesse
I may
Jesse Fritsch,
plug.
My dear colleague! Hello! Excellent job skating. Jason is prepared to drop in once again. He's down! He's up! He's down! He's up! He grabs the board, he's down again! He spins! The board got away from him at the last moment. So exciting up here, you wouldn't believe it. I'm getting choked up just watching it. It's amazing. So close. It's going to be so good when he finally makes it.
Meanwhile, in the realm of accurate description, I'm waiting for the sign from Donald Schultz.
Yes. Need the official word from the Animal Planet guy.
How does he know any better than me?
It's a question.
He's not a skateboarder.
Everybody's wondering. A crowd beginning to gather here at the ramp.
It does appear so. I suggest we cut to break, but Jason Ellis is about to drop in any minute now. I don't want to cut away from him if he makes the 540.
I don't think we're going anywhere.
We're going to be right with you. Your dedicated correspondents.
What?
Oh, I should be counting how many attempts he's tried. I count about 10? Something like that. Number 10.
Let's start, yeah, start counting there.
The perfect 10. Hang 10. Surf's up, Jason Ellis. You can make this.
Oh, man. He's really good on Jaeger, by the way.
He's about to go on his wheeled skate, on his wheeled surfboard down into the wooden wave, as they call it. He's down and up again, grabbing the board down and up, and he grabs it again, and he's down again. He's going fast. He's this. Oh. It was a really impressive fall, though. He fell very gracefully.
Jaeger Pirate, did you have to travel a great distance to be here today? I was wondering, do you live near?
I actually live in international waters.
So you'd say
which, yes, is very far. It was quite a journey.
Wow, really had to softball that one through that. Underarm very slowly. But we got it. I mean, we completed that joke. It was well played.
Yes. It's funnier when you least expect it.
Yeah. Just wait on the punchline. Right. So much better.
And did you travel by bicycle?
No! I got here by car! I was thinking about taking the bus, but I got a ride with Dingo. Dingo, a friend to pirates everywhere. Jaeger beat the pirates here.
Are you getting thirsty, Jaegerbeard?
Perhaps.
I think we have to run another shot up
to
you.
Yeah, we may have to.
Let's get another shot run up to the pirate. Please hold.
And a special request of a shot for Chad Reed of the Man State Sick and Death Deck.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see.
I'm gonna double it then. I'll be right back.
Standing here with me, my co-correspondent, even though he says very little, is simply sipping from his can of football emblazoned Dr. Pepper. How is that? Is it tasty?
It's delightful.
I'm not a fan of Dr. Pepper. I prefer Barks root beer. Jason Ellis is standing up here. Video camera right in his face. He's shaking his head a little bit, but he appears ready to go very soon once again. Wiping the sweat from his brow. A true warrior standing up here today with me. An impressive ramp we are standing upon. Very high. Very big.
And an impressive birthday present that Jägermeister gave
Ellis. Excuse me, Mr. Ellis. I'll call out the tricks next time you do it. I won't call out yours. All right, Sluggo's about to go in. I'm covering it live for you here at the Tony Hawk Studios. All right, he's going down. First trick, a big grab. And now a backside air. And now some sort of slide upon the lip. Oh, and now he's fallen. Very impressive. Oh, somebody's handing me a shot. Cheers, Chad Reed. Jaeger beat the pirate. On his fifth shot of Jaeger. Standing here. Now kickflip in knee. Oh, a nose grab. Oh, and a 360. Varial attempt. 360 failed varial attempt. That's what I was going to say. I am in no position to be announcing. This was a half-baked idea. Oh, Jason's going for it. He's going for it. He's about to attempt it. He spins! Oh! Ow! So close!
Not even close.
I thought it looked really good. I was very impressed as a pirate who knows nothing about skateboarding. He says, fuck off. It's understandable. Emotions are running high here. It's a tense environment. But it just makes the excitement that much more palpable. It's thick in the air.
Right. Well, it's not an easy trick, is it, Jaeger Pirate?
No, it's quite difficult.
Oh,
jeez. Even a 180 seems beyond my comprehension.
Yeah, it's rather... I mean, what word would you use to describe it, Tully?
It's rather difficult, isn't it?
You could even say the trick is quite hard. But I'm still impressed that he's almost making it. Watching all these skaters here today is very impressive. I'm learning so much about skateboarding just watching it. Soon I'll be able to name all the tricks with ease.
Yeah, you can barely tell
that. He kick slides and backspins and all manner of tricks. The 360 Madonna kick slide, one of my favorites. Varial, 180. Forward, front side. All right, Jesse Fritz dropping in. I know your name now, Jesse. 50-50 and going in for a... first side ollie. No, what was that? Fail. A fail. That was just called a fail. Very exciting to be here. Oh, Tony Hawk did a backslide lip slide. And then he stopped on the edge for a second. That was very cool. And he spun a 360. And then... oh, that was a backside five on the gap. Yes. Jason is looking at me with a look of disgust. He thinks I should have been taken off this microphone a long time ago. But yet, I persist. Because nobody can get to me atop this rickety wooden construction with the ladder leading to it. I'm not looking down. No. Tony, I did not say rickety. This is a very well-built building. I feel very safe. Seriously. It looks good. Tony Hawk said, I'll show you what it's like to be rickety. See that? Oh, he was about to take the fences away. That would have terrified me.
Looks
wait,
like
Jason's going for it. He's grabbing the board. Spin! He's spinning! Ah!
The crowd reacting passionately to something.
The failed attempt.
He really looked like he had it.
Yeah, Tony Hawk slapping his deck on the railing there in support.
Sluggo's going again. And stopping again on the lip. And doing another stop. And now he's spinning and stopping. And now he's walked back up onto the... How do they walk back up, by the way, when they get all the way to the top and then they walk onto the end? That's really cool.
I will say, though, it's not really that much different than watching it on, like, ESPN, you know? I mean, it's the same sort of level. It's just the names are different.
Basically the same amount of information.
Yeah, you know, it means the same amount to me, whether you do it or you know, Sal does it.
Make up... No. I would suggest that I make up pirate-related names for the tricks, but pirates don't know skateboarding tricks. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, a rail slide could be walking the plank.
Oh, I could see that.
You know?
Yes.
I could see that. That makes sense.
And then when he does that crazy spin thing, it's like it's the 360. Polly wants a cracker. There he goes with a 180 backside buried treasure! To the treasure map! Oh, but he does not make it. I'm not chanting white power, Jason Ellis. I'm not doing that. Jason walking around with a big smile on his face. It is his 40th birthday, everybody.
Red Dragons. I think everyone dreams of completing a gigantic skateboard trick on their 40th birthday while a crowd chants white power.
Yeah. I mean, if I haven't made that wish once, I've made it a million times.
If it wasn't special before, it's certainly special then.
Every boy's dream.
And probably just what Tony Hawk wanted on a Tuesday down at his corporate headquarters as well.
Thank you once again to everyone.
Hey, Michael Kelly and Christian Hand, did I tell you I went golfing recently?
Did you?
Do you know what I scored on the first hole? I did not get a birdie, and I did not get a bogey. I scored par! I'm an average golf player. Jason is going for it once again. Standing on the other side this time. Change in perspective, perhaps. It's going in. Up, nope, he just went up to the other side. Come on! You can do it! You got this! Sluggo skating! He's skating around, back and forth and back and forth he goes. But he stopped. Everybody's following Jason as he drops it once again! The drum roll goes! He gets some air! He's up! He spins! Ah! If I could make my finger and thumb infinitesimally close, I would. But he did not make it. It was so close. I'm trying to capture Jason's commentary from the field, but I can't quite hear it.
Yeah, I can hear everybody talking to each other out there on the ramp.
Yep. Everybody giving everybody advice. It's a community here, you see.
Everybody in high spirits out there still?
Yes, spirits are high. There is a Red Dragons cake down here. Some people have some cake. It's birthday. It's a birthday party.
Red Dragons!
There you go. Thank you. Mysterious LA board runner.
Cannon. Cannon guns.
Cannon guns. Off the starboard side. God, come on, help me with some pirate jokes. It's the only thing that lifts my spirits. It's the only
thing. Alright, more things that end with R. Oh, what's the channel that runs Jason's replay occasionally on a Friday? What is that?
Oh, I love listening to the weekend replays. Is that on Stars 2?
I thought you meant the virus, but you're right. They also run it on Stars 2.
Richards! Oh, no, it doesn't have an R in it. John Richards doesn't make any sense. Thank you for trying to be helpful, though. Says I. Why do pirates always say, says I? Why do they always want to reinforce what they've just said?
You're the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one. That's kind of your bit.
No,
yeah.
They all say it.
Yeah, that's your.
They say it after every sentence.
And as long as we are stalling here, I don't think you answered my earlier question. There have been so many great 40th birthday presents for Ellis. Did you see the signature custom gift that Jägermeister gave Jason?
Oh, that's right! Jägermeister gave him an amp and a guitar! A very impressive guitar!
Oh, boy.
So, Jaeger Pirate, are you looking forward to another intimate 2-hour-plus car ride with the dingo?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun to ride back down. Please put it in my ass! We got to ride down and we got to listen to his dubstep music or whatever he likes to listen to.
Wow.
But very entertaining. I like it when the bass gets very loud. Pirates like bass. How's everybody doing down there on the shore?
We're doing just great. Can you please tell us what's happening in the ramp?
Yes! So far, nothing is happening, but Jason Ellis is up here again. Walking slowly to his spot with determination, with vigor, and candor. He's ready.
With candor.
With candor. Yes. He's walking with candor.
This is an honest attempt, is what I'm trying to say.
How many attempts are we up to now, Jaeger Pirate?
Oh, somewhere in the vicinity of 16 or 17. Oh, he's down again! He's going for it! He did a spin! He's up! Oh, no. No, he didn't even try it that time. Come on! You can do it! You can do it!
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Schneider now from the ramp.
You know, I didn't even see that movie, but I still know the joke
you
that
mean
you're
all
referring
of them?
To.
You didn't see all of the movies? Because he does that in every single one, doesn't he?
I believe you're referring to the Water Boy. There's not an R in there. That I was the looking one, for what it is.
You tried, yeah.
Yeah.
The Water Boy.
It wasn't Happy Gilmore, was it?
No, it was not Happy Gilmore. It may have been the winning singer. Jason holding down his board with his foot, balancing it on one corner. About to drop in. He's in position.
We can see him from down here. There he goes.
Oh, he's down! And up, and he's skating across the ramp. He's in the air. He's going to go for it. He goes. Oh! He didn't make it.
Well, at least he did it. At least he tried with candor.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a candorific attempt.
Maybe less candor next time. May,
yeah, maybe.
May
yeah.
aid, you know?
Less candor, more spin.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
The good news for Colin is he's pretty much going to have to... He can just run this unedited for the best of, I think, on Sunday. I mean,
oh, that's great! Because every minute of this is best of. Not a minute to spare in this bit.
I think they're recording...
It's all the solid gold! Yeah, doubloons!
Recording is direct at the Smithsonian as we speak.
A seminal moment in radio history! As Jägerbeard attempts to announce his 540 attempts at Toniak Studio in Vista, California.
You've been talking a lot up there, Jägerbeard. You need something else to wet your whistle.
Yeah, a little dry? Are you dry up there?
I mean... it's not even 3 o'clock, I believe. It's a little early for me to have 6 shots of Jägermeister. But I'm happy to be here.
Well, I think that's a yes.
That sure sounded like a yes. If you wouldn't grab me one of these out there.
Sure. God.
You're doing a great
it's
job.
It's a Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Sluggo! He's back up. I was going to give him some sort of pirate trick name. Like the 560 Galleon. Front side. Attempt. Fakey. Goofy foot.
Boy, you're smooth. You've really learned a lot in these last 15 minutes.
Oh, so much. I feel like I could announce for ESPN. Oh, Jason's at it again.
Jason rolls it.
He goes. He's going for it. He spins. Ah! Didn't make it. But perseverance is the sincerest form of flattery. Stay out of my ass. Ghost.
As the old saying goes.
Ghost, the famous proverb. Look who's here! A Christian Hands bringing me a shot of Jägermeister. Very kind of you. I feel like this could be a bad idea. But it's in front of me. I've got a mic. I'm going for it.
You do realize there will be repercussions if you vomit on Tony's ramp.
I didn't think about that. don't give me another shot! What's wrong with you? Okay, that's great. Bottoms up, lads.
He's only done half this shot.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it.
Give me a second.
That's what he calls a shot.
He looks like he has SARS.
Why did you give me that? I could have made a way better joke out of that. I have comic timing. Kind of.
Put the rest of it down into Davy Jones' locker. In your gullet.
All right. Wait. No, wait. I thought Jason was going to go for it, but he's just back up. What are you giving me, Fonzo Blunt? Oh, we got some great music here. What's a pirate's favorite restaurant?
We don't know.
The Olive Garden!
You could have just gone with Long John Silver's.
He loves their garlic bread! And the spaghetti.
I really like the fish there. You, the stuff you dip it in.
Oh, yeah. It's the tartar sauce. It's very tasty.
You can get two R's out
Jason's
of that
shaking
joke.
His hands off. He's ready. He's going for it. Okay, he's down. He's up. If I am the tiger, doesn't inspire him, nothing will. Oh. That was his best one so far, says expert commentator Chad Reed.
Donald Schultz concurs.
Wow.
Donald Schultz concurs. If Jason Ellis was swinging from a tree at this moment, I'd call him Tarzan. Because he's that much of a warrior. He's got the heart of a warrior. And he's not going to stop.
He once ate the heart of
I've had seven shots animal. Of Jägermeister, Jason Ellis. He's giving me the cutoff motion. Honestly, somebody should take the mic from me at this point. Why am I still on the radio? You know. No.
One more shot.
I'm going to throw up to 20 feet below if you give me another shot. to 20,000 leagues under the sea, I'll go. No. Give me like 10 minutes. Please.
All right, we're timing you at 3 o'clock precisely. Yeah, Jägerbeard.
Is it already nearly 3 o'clock?
yeah, almost.
It feels like time is passing so quickly. I'm actually starting to like not pronounce words and lose my accent. Why am I still talking?
You're doing great.
You really are.
To an international audience.
Yes.
You are our man on the scene. You are the eyes and ears of everyone listening along right now. This is a powerful responsibility we've entrusted you with.
Yeah.
I take that responsibility very seriously.
We will follow you to Hell Jaeger Pirates.
Yeah.
Michael Tully and Christian Hand, a.k.a. Shoebox.
Jason Ellis' 40th birthday. We're here at Tony Hawk's ramp. Tony's on the ramp along with Ellis, so is Sluggo, so I believe is Jesse Fridge still. Watching along PLG, Feist, Twitch.
Jason Ellis has not given up and will not give up because that's not who he is. He will... Try until he lands the 540. And that would be very impressive if he does, because that's quite a feat. Sluggo going. Oh, he's doing things of his board. He's flying around of his board.
You don't say.
Yes.
It's a good place to do it then, on the ramp, one would imagine.
Really,
right?
an ideal location.
Yeah, really.
How does he go so fast? How do you not get dizzy? I don't understand. I can't stand on a skateboard. I would fall off.
This
song
point.
Is called I Am the Tiger. I Am the Tiger.
Do you remember the band that recorded this song?
Was it Survivor? Great song. It was from one of the Rocky movies, but I do not think it was Rocky Fire.
It's Rocky 1, and little known fact, Sly Stallone's brother wrote it.
You don't say.
Yeah, Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone. Jason, wiping his hands on his shorts, ready to go. He's down. The drum roll's going. He goes again. He's up again. He spins. He spins. Oh! He did it! He did it! He did it, my Marty! He did it, my Marty!
That's extraordinary.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! He did it! It was beautiful! He did it! He is the ultimate survivor! Congratulations to Jason Ellis!
Retractus!
The 540 successfully completed! I knew we could do it! I never lost faith!
From down here, it looks as if maybe some of the people there are mobbing him on the deck.
There is a mob happening! He is fist pumping left and right! So many fist pumps flying! He's giving a high five! 40 years old, ladies and gentlemen! Completed the 540! I've got to get down from this wooden platform! Please! Jason Ellis, I'm very proud of you, and happy birthday. I'm Jaeger Beard the Pirate.
All right,
and I was proud to announce this all for you.
All right, I think you need to put down the microphone. I think you need to be solely focused on getting down
from
there.
Yeah, I think
there.
Him coming up the ramp at this point is going to be
as... I should use two hands, perhaps.
It's going to be
as
impressive
let go of the microphone.
As a 540, I think, at this
it's
juncture.
Been a real pleasure.
Now, will he do the 360 when he's 60?
Oh, he's got 20 years to worry about that.
Yeah. By the way, Raw Dog, you missed it. We had Jaegerbeard the Pirate was on the ramp doing an unbelievable job.
Seriously?
Yeah. You guys are never in the same room at the same time. That's what's weird about it.
You know? I've been wanting to talk to that guy forever. That's too bad.
Well, he...
He's so goddamn knowledgeable.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like he's on the ramp with you.
One of the world's foremost skateboarding experts is what they say.
Well, I heard he doesn't live too far, so we might be able to, you know, find him for you.
That's good.
It's going to change the world.
Hey, the world, tell me how my ass tastes.
My shit.
You've been getting stuck into the Jaeger, mate.
Yeah. You and the pirate?
Because that was one hell of a fucking... Ah, ha-ha.
Rodog's got enough shots for all of us.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. A 540 at 40. How does it feel? Oh, pretty good. Hello, welcome to the Jason L. Show. I'm me.
What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
Gage.
Gage. You're not too sure of your own name.
Gage? Maybe?
Well, I keep forgetting you're even here, dude.
You can't see me.
That's right, so does he.
What's up? Congratulations on that freaking 540.
Fuck you. You're boring. I don't want to take any more phone calls.
Hey, Jason, did you know that Brock Lesnar has signed with the WWE?
What do I want to say about that?
Before, just so you know, he signed up for a video game, a WWE video game. He's the featured star in a brand new video game, WWE 12.
But he's not actually fighting WWE.
But it does seem like an interesting sign that he might be.
That's conjecture. Yes. Pure conjecture.
Allegedly.
Right now. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, this is a little bit of a trend, because The Rock looked like he was long gone, and now he's back in pro wrestling, too. So
right.
Vince McMahon must be making nice with people and cutting checks left and right.
Big ones. Yeah.
In other news, Raw Dog?
In other news, the NBA has canceled the first 2 weeks of the 2011-2012 season.
Damn it.
At least. They haven't come to any sort of decision yet.
Who cares?
Really?
I care.
I'm just saying that as a poke at the NBA for being such spoiled pussies.
Yeah, it is a good
point. Man, I thought Mikey was fucking... who's that old Jewish lady that's really famous and gay people impersonator?
Go to my ear. No?
Who?
Golda Meir.
Who?
Oh my God.
Golda Meir.
I think you mean Bette Midler.
The former Prime Minister.
I do mean Bette Midler, yes. Who is gold in my ear? Police can arrest you from Tony Hawk's Ranch to Dingo's car. You can be arrested for drunk in public right now. You are so...
Man, get him another shot. Get him another shot.
One more for the ride home. Yeah. One more.
Yeah, one more.
Hey,
one
more for the road. No, I'm professional. Do you want more news?
Wait.
I've got news.
Hey, has anyone noticed that he's got a microphone in his head and another one attached headset. To his head?
Yeah.
This microphone is out of commission. The one attached to my head. Okay. Doesn't work.
Well done then.
See if there's a reason for it.
Jaeger Pirate. Here we go.
Jaeger Pirate.
My birthday.
Great birthday.
He doesn't shoot it. He drinks it like
how can you gulp a shot 14 times?
Because he's got a little throat. He can't swallow pills.
Yes, you know.
A little throat.
What do you mean, yes, I know? I'm like your fucking brother at this point. How can you be surprised by that comment? I know everything about you.
Jaeger tastes good, so it's okay. I can drink Jaeger shots.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Can you hear us out there? You can? Sorry.
It's very distracting.
It's not easy to skate through. Hey, try fucking trying to do a 5-foot after 3 years of this shitty pirate yelling, "Car! Have you seen the new movie Car?" I'm like, oh my god, kill me.
Did you hear the lair of the ancient sea kraken was possibly discovered?
Hey, can you turn off the radio out there for them? I mean, they're trying to skate.
They want to hear about this. This is news that interests everybody.
Trust me.
A giant sea monster, the likes
of... Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they do.
Mythological kraken may have swum Earth's ancient oceans. School bus-sized monsters with fearsome teeth would have been nearly 100 meters long.
Oh, that's bigger than a school bus.
That's bigger than a school bus.
But it didn't... It's dead.
Yeah.
But they found its lair.
Well, how do they know it's lair if it's not even there anymore?
There's no direct evidence for the beast, but...
the beast?
Yes. I'm reading
Did it refer to itself as the beast? Or did somebody else give it that name?
Well, that was the name it went by on Twitter.
I think it was given that name.
Follow me at the Kraken at the beast.
But you can see evidence for the Kraken and its gruesome attacks from markings on the bones of the remains of 9 ichthyosaurs who lived during the Triassic period.
That is the toughest thing you'll ever have to do in your life. Say Trichiosaur after 8 shots of Jägermeister.
Ichthyosaur. Of the species Shotosaurus popularis.
What is this thing?
Don't question me.
Just bringing it.
It's so, like Mike and Mike have a TV show where they both just sit there and go, we're old. This dude over here is blacked out of Jägermeister like a fucking Thunderbird puppet. Casting spells at me from over the counter, like, get us on TV immediately.
Say, don't question my ancient Latin. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Blackout Barry, sounds good to me.
Anyway, the Kraken was a real monster. That's what this study proves.
Right.
Two times as big as a colossal squid.
But if you see a scratch in fossils, how did they get the 150-foot beast recorded from a scratch on a fossil?
I mean, they had to kind of triangulate from that fossil.
You mean make up shit? make up some shit.
Their best guess.
It was 170 feet tall.
They found all these broken animal ribs on the bottom of this cave, and the scientist says it was either drowning them or breaking their necks.
Fucking!
I saw it with my own eyes.
I
saw the Kraken burst out of the water. Attack my ship. Tear it in half. But I attacked it with my harpoon, and I was successful.
Now he's Dingo.
Now the harpoon is dead.
Hear that, Dingo? That's called overmodulating.
You know what? I don't like this fucking microphone.
I'm a pirate, and I'll talk as loud as I want. I'll distort as much as I want.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You go ahead and say that.
Right. Are you still Cocky the Pirate? What are you?
He's Jägerbeard.
Jägerbeard the Pirate.
Oh. What is that Jägermeister ski there?
Yeah,
what
it's
is
like
that?
A ski shot thing. You do 4 shots at a time. Right.
How do you do 4 shots at a time?
You hold it like this, and then you go like that. And 4 people.
Oh, other people have to join you.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Seems like a nitro circus.
Four shots at a time?
Everybody lines up.
Nelson, let me show you how it's done. Hey, stand back.
Take a call. Hello, Jason Ellis Show. Hello.
Hello, Jason Ellis Show.
Probably better when you don't.
Hello, Jason Ellis Show. Hello.
Hello. What?
Oh, mate, no way.
Fully sick, mate.
No way, mate. You're joking me.
Ah.
Oh, mate, sick cunt.
Oh, bullshit, mate. Hey, fuck, old Ringo over there. Who's that? Who said?
Oh, shrimp on the bomb, you think?
It's Ringo. Ringo Starr has joined
it is
us.
Ringo Starr, amazingly.
Oh, mate, how's it going, Ringo?
The first Australian member of the Beatles, mate.
Or the worst Liverpudlian accent of all time. Either one.
Mom's pretty close to being the winner, actually. How are you doing? I am the drummer. I am in the Beatles. That can be funny to you now. I'm funny to you.
Oh, I'm in the Beatles. How's it going?
No, I am in the Beatles. How are you going?
Liverpool, England.
Liverpool. Liverpool.
Jason, two Russian families are suing their local maternity hospital for moral trauma after learning they were given the wrong babies 12 years ago due to a hospital error.
Well, and that's your fault for being Russian. Seriously, those people are a mess.
They just switch their babies all the time?
They are.
They have hot-ass chicks.
Like, if you're tuning in and you are Russian, well, you know I'm right, that's why you can hear me, because you're in fucking America, because Russia sucks so bad.
They figure every...
You guys are appalling. You drink too much, you're out of shape, and fucking the wall went down and everything turned to hell. Like you like being told what to do. What the fuck's wrong with you guys? All your hot women are hookers.
You know that Russian NASA, Russia department just took over American NASA?
Well, NASA doesn't do anything anymore. That's a fucking lie. You're so blacked out right now.
That's 100% lie.
That
seriously.
Is not.
I can tell you that's a lie.
I read it on the internet, Rodog.
It's true then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the internet, you say. Oh, well.
But no, if you work in a Russian hospital, as long as every family comes home with a baby, that's fine. It doesn't matter if it's their baby, as long as it's a baby.
Yeah. Seems about right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah, you want a baby.
Right.
You didn't say anything.
Oh, now you're saying this baby's not good.
Oh, picky boy. All of a sudden. Yeah. Oh, Mom and Dad got something to say about it.
Would be cool if you're 12 and then you realize that you got the wrong parents and your parents were cunts and then your real parents are sweet.
So awesome.
That's actually the plot of the movie Abduction with the guy from Twilight. Is that he found out when he was in high school that his parents were actually like super spies and he was a super spy?
Wait. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Or have another shot at Jaeger.
Same plot as this movie, except not in the slightest.
Let's totally do 15 minutes of Twilight to celebrate my 40th birthday, you shithead. Fucking asshole.
What? Is there any enthusiasm at all for a ski shot? We need four guys to be into it. So far, we've got one.
I'm driving.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently we do have the numbers.
All right. Let's pull that out. Rodog's done.
Everybody put the camera on
Rodog. He can do another one more. He's got one more.
Give him a half a shot.
Yeah. Whose car is he in? Oh, Vegas. He can have another one.
Yeah. It's only right. Seems appropriate.
He can only have another one.
Hey, make sure, put that camera on the computer at the ski so the boys can, everyone who's live on Alice Mania can see the ski shot being performed live. Live. There's the Jägermeister being poured into the Jägermeister shot glass. Being
you can do it, man.
Inserted
you
into
can do
the,
it, buddy.
Those are really halves.
Stay focused, dude. Drink of water afterwards. Open. You know what'll bounce you back? A Red Bull. Right after.
I like Monster.
Talking to a microphone.
Yeah, I like Monster too, Raw Dog. Don't worry, we got plenty at home.
Yeah. No Red Bull, Monster.
What?
Are you guys having a sleepover, Dingo?
Yeah.
He can sleep over any night he wants. He's welcome.
Why am I drinking? I'm the drunkest person here.
He knows
why.
Exactly.
He knows I like him.
Yeah.
I think you guys have the ass of a 12-year-old yeah, boy, too. You know I think you're cute, Road Dog.
Hey, Pirate Boy, get over there and get ready for the shot.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Put the microphone down.
Disconnect the headset.
He almost headbutted the ski and knocked the shots all over the studio. Hey, remember, this is Tony Hawk Studio.
Yeah.
Do not spill a fucking drop.
Don't make a mess.
All right?
Gayest thing ever.
Hey, you can keep it up there for a while. Raw Dog's not done sipping. Don't pull it out of his mouth.
Raw Dog is so gnarly right now.
The best thing is
that he did not want to drink that fast. Everybody made it go down way too fast for him. I watched him. He was like, long, that was a painful shot for the dog.
He was like a drowning man. Look at that face. That's not the face of a man that like.
130.
Raw Dog, just think condom in your ass.
Oh, look at him right now. He's not looking good. He's not looking good.
You cannot throw up in Tony's studio.
It's 100.
Hey, you're not going to throw up, are you?
I'm gonna throw up and it's your fault.
Do it in the pocket.
Please don't. No, not in here. Not in front of me. I'll puke too. I'll puke too.
Are you really?
I'm a
liar.
Go
over there.
He looks a little
puke. Are you gonna puke?
That's a yes. Hold the trigger. Yeah.
Right now, Rodog's slightly green.
He's going.
Make sure it's in the bucket, Rodog. You know what? Get him out of here.
Yeah, you don't want the studio to smell like that.
Are you really going to vomit?
I don't know.
If you're going to vomit, then put your face in the bucket.
That'll
make him feel way better.
That's a better position to be in anyway when you've had seven, what was it, nine shots of Jägermeister?
Nine?
We're at nine. Yeah.
And he's just a wee pirate.
Yeah, he's like 130 pounds.
If I did nine, I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here.
No.
I'd be like saying some stuff that Will would... you'd be listening to Johnny Mosley's ass right now if I had nine shots of Jäger. You know what I think about fucking...
It's the Mosley method for 4 hours a day for the rest of the year. Ellis is no longer working for Faction.
Yeah, you
yes, he's back! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen.
Just keep your eyes closed. You'll be alright.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Special happy place, happy place.
Could you run tape on the drive home, please, for us?
I've given my...
I got a feeling it's going
to
be awesome.
Can somebody drive my car so that I can go in Dingo's car?
I think I've contributed enough comedy to this show. If I don't talk at all for the rest of the show, I'll be fine. So I'm releasing myself of any obligation.
You know what? I think he's right.
No.
You did good.
Go ahead and take a power nap there, buddy.
You gotta run the show today.
Stay around here, though. Don't go out in front of fucking Pat Hawk with a face like that. I'll never be allowed here again. I'm gonna have to put you stay in here. When we leave, you leave with me. All right? I'm your wingman. I'll carry you out of here.
All right.
What's that, dude?
I said, all right.
Put it in my ass.
Do you want more news stories?
Yes.
I mean,
Amber Miller had a day to remember on Sunday for 7 hours after finishing the Chicago Marathon. Yeah. She gave birth to a baby girl, according to Monday's edition of local newspaper, The Daily Herald. She was competing 9 months pregnant. She said it was the longest day of her life. But a few minutes after finishing, the contractions became stronger than normal, and she immediately gave birth to a baby child.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Good story, dude.
You, like, read that? Another shot.
Now do it
exactly. I think it does.
Still also, the new controversy on TMZ, Beyonce may not really be pregnant.
What? She's just fat?
The internet is buzzing with rumors that Beyonce is not really pregnant and is actually wearing a fake stomach and an elaborate cover-up. After new pictures see her stomach, she bent over on an Australian TV show, and her stomach folded in a weird way, and people are now saying she doesn't look pregnant.
No, it's just because she's black.
You can look at the photos.
It's
I'll
Donald
show
Schultz
you.
Donald Schultz who said that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Donald Schultz.
Donald Schultz.
That was from South Africa.
Oh, he's up. He's up. Hold on. He's up.
Raw Dog's moving in fast motion for some reason.
Wow, that's the fastest I've ever seen.
Pregnant.
Oh.
It is kind of folding weirdly, though, isn't
folding
it?
Folding in a weird way, like not like a pregnant belly should actually
but
fold.
But why would she have a fake baby? What happens in 9 months from now? When
maybe
the baby
she can't get pregnant, and so she's pretending to have Jay-Z's baby.
What, so then you're saying that there's going to be a fake adopted baby that shows up?
It already happened with Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
No, it did not happen. Supposedly. But it didn't happen, because she looks exactly like him. And if this
happened
chick...
Happened with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's different.
yeah, that makes total sense.
That's I mean, Michael, okay?
A black man made two white kids. That's...
Could totally happen.
No, it can't.
Possible.
No.
No way.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to insult you, Josh. Sorry.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, it's your birthday. Congratulations. You made the 540. Seriously. Dude, it's all you.
I don't know if nobody can see this, but this guy keeps flinging loads at me.
I will with flame every... Spider-Man loads all over you getting... until you accept how awesome your accomplishment was.
I can't even see anymore. I'm just covered in load. Stop it, Rod.
Let me get something out of your face there.
Thank you.
There you go. Let me get that
Thank
off.
You. Very happy I made it.
Let me throw another one back on there.
Hello, Jason Elshaw. Hey, man. What's your name?
Fucking Bill.
Fucking Bill? What can I do for you?
Tell Rod he really doesn't need to shout because we can all hear him. I guess alcohol kind of makes you deaf.
I was told I'm supposed to talk very closely into this microphone, so I'm doing it for that reason.
I think Rodo can do whatever the hell he wants today.
Yeah, at this point.
I'll talk as loud as I want, sir.
Fuck you, fucking Bill.
You know what? Fuck you, Bill, and here's a load in your face.
No, don't give him that. He doesn't deserve your load.
Revoke!
He doesn't deserve your load, Jingo.
Joanna Angel, by the way, 1 mile away.
Almost here. Hold on. Some longer.
She's in the parking lot.
It really is. She's really going to be on Demolition Radio. You realize that, right? Like, Tony's going to be like, yeah, hey, welcome back. There's a girl here putting things in herself. Not sure that's cool.
Hey, I heard she's doing a Breaking Bad video, which is awesome. That series just ended. It's awesome.
I'm so happy you're here, Rod.
Hey, Jason, are you going to do a 50-50 at 50?
Yes, like that.
That
I'm cool. That I'm cool with. If I and I'll probably have to skate, which means I have to skate for 10 years when that happens. So it will be a legitimate fucking 50-50. Whoa! There'll be no. I don't need to phone people with that one. That'll be like, if I can get up this scratching, I'm coming back in.
The fans are fucking assholes. Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
He's so funny drunk, huh?
I'm saying that the Jaegerbeard the Pirate was some of the funniest radio he's ever done.
Yeah.
From on top of the shaky structure. No, Tony, it's not shaky at all. It's actually built really well. That whole bit that went down was amazing.
Tony was pissed at me. Sorry. I don't want you to be angry at me.
Mumbling now. He's going into mumble mode.
Dude, I'm so drunk.
So that's a button.
Should I chip in and make him stay in Carlos Demolition Radio?
Yeah, all the way through with Tony. I'm not leaving.
I disagree, Tony. I think you're a fag.
So, Joanna, talk about Kung Fu Pussy.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, Joanna. Show me your tits. Show Tony Hawk your tits. Hey, Tony, you show me your tits, too. You guys show me your tits together. We're jack off on your tits.
The greatest Demolition Radio ever.
Don't look at my cock. No one looks at my cock.
Hey!
No.
Rodog's sitting in on Demolition Radio today.
You can't. Your time is up.
You're deemed the show after his.
We were just complimenting on him. Apparently, he got in your face up there.
Yeah. Come
on, grab the microphone real quick.
I make a great addition to Devilish. Radio.
If we're sponsored by Jägermeister.
No, I'm sponsored.
Backbone, make sure you get all these. Whatever you just said right then before. Are you going to do a shot right now, Tony?
Yeah, you know, my show's coming on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Actually, we have a guest coming for you, Tony.
You have two new co-hosts, Raw Dog and Joanna Angel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going to talk about their new movie. She's going to talk about her new movie while Raw Dog convinces both of you to take your tops off so that he can come on your tits.
Okay, I'm very convincing.
Demolition Radio coming up after this. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for all your support. Thanks, everybody, for fucking making it happen. Thank you, Birdman, again. Don't die, motherfucker.
Let's get Operation Demolition Radio underway.
What up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to Demolition Radio. I'm your host, Tony Hawk. It's a little crazy here because the Ellis 40th birthday bash just wrapped up in this very room. I'm here with Jesse Fritch. We were skating with Ellis as it all went down. Well, as the tricks went down.
They did. Man, I don't know how we're going to live up to that show. I told him, like, shit, do I have to eat?
It was funny, though, because we're skating, and Jason's trying to – he wanted to do a 540 on his 40th birthday, which he did successfully. But when he was trying it – and when Raw Dog was up there,
yep,
just mutilating trick names and
so
and
bad, like, that it was funny, though.
But giving play by play to the point where it was I mean, for the first few runs, but I was trying to listen to it. I was trying to listen to it from the perspective of, what if someone's in their car listening to this go on? It's like, and he went up, and he went down, and he went up, and then he slid across, and now he fell. All right.
Yeah.
Next up is someone else.
But you know what's funny is we're thinking of it like that, like, I didn't get it right, but...
No, I knew it was funny, but to a certain point it was like, he's not even explaining what's
going
on. But I
bet that your average dude sitting in the car is not your, like, someone that knows skating. They're like, oh, he went up. He went down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he did that again? 20 times in a row?
Yeah, like, I got
it.
That's
weird.
But for us, I bet it would be probably worse for that dude if they're like, he dropped in, frontside Smith, 50-50, backside, it'd be like, wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but still, I don't know. It was funny. I mean, it was just funny because after a while it was like, wow, what are they hearing right now? And then there'd be a lull where no one's skating and, like, everyone's waiting for, you know, for Jason to drop in or whatever. And then it was like, what happened? Nothing's going on.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I think they did good. Oh, that porn star girl just showed up.
So it's a party. Yeah. Alice, mate. Oh, I get cake? Alice, you can't have your cake.
Alice, you just brought porn star to Tony Hawk's office. This is insane. Happy birthday.
Be responsible for that at all.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you. You did it.
All right.